Well, we roll on, as they say, called Sabatino with Roland Smith. And this is Smith Sabatino on America's Weekend, or America Weekend, let me get that correct, on the Envision Radio Network. And Roland, I got nothing. And I know you do.
I got nothing. Sorry.
I got nothing, and this is what we call the nothing. We have fun, ladies and gentlemen. It's called the nothing segment, and we kind of wing it. He's looking at me. I'm looking at him saying, where do we go from here?
Well, I just opened up a book that I brought with me.
That's our problem.
It's called That's a Fact, Jack, and it's by Harry Bright and Jacob Asner.
We're scrambling, and looking at papers, figuring out what to do here.
At random, I opened this up. No. Did you kiss your wife goodbye this morning?
Yeah, I actually did. Yes, I did.
Are you sure?
Oops, I have no doubt.
Okay. So here it says, men who kiss their wives goodbye in the morning earn higher salaries than men who do not.
Interesting. Doesn't work here, but nonetheless.
Well, speaking of salary.
Speaking of salary.
That comes from the Latin salarium.
Yes.
Meaning payment in salt.
Ah.
Roman soldiers, and you were speaking about Rome before.
Yes, I was.
Were paid partially in salt, which was a highly valuable commodity at that time.
A spice needed? Yes.
You know?
For eating, by the way, for preservation of the food.
Would you like me to continue?
Please.
Here's one you're going to like. In Japan, it is socially acceptable for men to fall asleep on the job. It's a sign that they've been working really hard. Say goodnight, Carl.
I made a career out of that. Go ahead.
Another
one. I fell asleep once on the air. It's a long story.
Okay. High-quality crystal produces a clear ringing sound when struck. Hence the phrase, crystal clear.
I didn't know that. That's very interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Very interesting to me. You're going to give us more.
Yes. A 2-inch square of Velcro is strong enough to hang a 175-pound man from the ceiling.
I know some people are looking for that. Go ahead.
I haven't weighed you recently, but I don't think you're going to make it.
No, I'm not 275. Thank you, ladies.
No, 175.
I am more than 175. I would not make it. That's absolutely correct.
Let's see. You want another one?
Please.
Bubble gum is pink.
Yes.
Because Walter Dimier, a Fleer employee, had only pink coloring left when he mixed up his first successful batch.
That's right. Do you know, I had a conversation. I mentioned this to you once before, and I'm going to take a quick aside. We're going to get back to your list here. I mentioned this. Maybe I did or I did not. I used to get together with John Gambling. This is John R. John A. Gambling, rather. And Charlie Carolt and Alistair Cook at the Five Oaks Bar and Grill on Grove Street in Greenwich Village for our little quiet watering hole. And what a remarkable group of men that was. And I was sort of their favorite savant. I was there, so I used to say, holding the glasses. And Charlie, they all were prodigious drinkers. They really were. I could never keep up. But they understood, and I mentioned that because they understood, and it just came to me as you were mentioning some of your quibs and quotes there, that they understood the beauty of those comments that made more sense logically, like the bubble gum and those other little pieces of histrionic, if you will, that made sense, and they got it. And so it made them as good as they were, and I learned so much from them. It just struck me as you were mentioning that.
Well, those are the things you bring out in conversation, that in polite conversation,
yes,
or in imbibing conversation.
And that's something else that's missing in our society these days, polite conversation. Conversation in general. In general. We have conversation here, and we and I had conversation before we came on. We have our little pre-production meeting, our little lunch, and we're getting together, and we're talking, and so on and so forth. And that conversation... Okay, where men and women just share dialogue and come about, it doesn't matter what it is, is something that I miss terribly. And I'm wondering why it has been lost.
I don't think it's lost. I think it's hiding somewhere in textbooks, and it has not been brought out by appropriate systems of education.
On that note, let us get back on.
Well, okay. But you had mentioned imbibing and watering hole.
Oh, gosh.
Well, then the largest supply of alcohol in the universe is in deep space, Carl. Astronomers have spotted
an... Of course it is.
Now, listen to this. Easy for me to say. Astronomers have spotted an alcohol cloud in the Milky Way that measures 288 billion miles across.
My. I know a few men who would like to be up there now. Just plant them in there.
Maybe that's where we go. You ever thought of that?
Well, when I used to work on Madison Avenue, I say this with some tongue-in-cheek. I was a drunk. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. We drank our way through through years of selling ad space on Madison Avenue. It was part of the shtick, if you will. Whether it be media, television, radio, or magazines. Magazines, of course, were very big at the time. There was no internet. And it became part of our lifestyle. Part of our lifestyle. Keep going.
Well, you know, I do want to correct. I mean, you are not, you may have consumed some alcohol
prodigious
in the
amount
past,
of alcohol.
But you don't do that anymore.
No, I do not.
And neither one of us. I mean, we're old enough to know better, or hopefully
it was part of the scene at that time.
Yeah.
But there was always a time. The difference is there was always a time to stop. And for those of us who stopped, and I did, there was a learning curve. For those that didn't, there wasn't. And that's the best way I could describe it.
Yeah.
That's the way I could describe it.
Okay. I want another one here. Toilet paper was invented by the Chinese in 1391.
Leave it to the Chinese.
The Bureau of Imperial Supplies began producing 720,000 sheets of toilet paper a year for exclusive use by the emperor. Each sheet measured 2 feet by 3 feet.
That's interesting.
I mean, again, this is a book that's a fact, Jack, by Harry Bright and Jacob Asner.
When you go through some of the things that were available in what I call, and there was someone, and I cannot remember who, wrote a book called The Lost History. And as a history buff, I have the book somewhere in my library, and I have a prodigious library of nearly 5,000 books. That are all, most of them now, unfortunately, stored away because they have to be. The lost history, there were things back in society, cultural things from the Greek to the Roman to move on through England and into the Aztecs and the Chinese and the Indians that were so culturally advanced. So into what we would consider to be modern times. Many places we're still getting around to some of these things, like toilet paper and others, okay? Hygiene and cleanliness, the Roman baths, as an example, where they had a flush system which kept bacteria moving out of the... And that's remarkable in its day. That's 2,000 years ago.
Right.
They were concerned about... They called it unpleasantries. Today, it's bacteria and germs where the smell would come from, and they kept the system flushing. Moving water does not create bacteria. The fascination with all of that is that they understood that way back when.
You know, even in early New York City back in the 1900s, and you grew up in those tenements of
Greenwich Village.
And, you know, sitting on the stoop was something you did in the evenings and on weekends.
Correct.
And you had conversations with other people around you. But what people forget back in those days in the 1900s, we still were a society of transportation by horse. And the horse left a lot of deposits on the streets.
That's correct.
And in the hot summer days, that stuff would dry up and blow around. And the pollution in the atmosphere back in the 1900s in New York City is far worse than you would find in Beijing today.
And by the way, we live in a much cleaner society. Most people don't realize this, than we did 100 years ago.
Right.
A much cleaner society. The Hudson River, as one example, is cleaner today than it's been in 200 years.
Well, that's thanks to people like Pete Seeger.
Yes.
And others. Robert Kennedy Jr., for one.
We have
a thing called the River Keeper.
That's correct. And we now have dolphins back in the river who migrate up the river, and they were seen as north as the George Washington Bridge. That's extraordinary. That is extraordinary. We haven't seen them in this river in God knows how many years.
Well, you should point out to folks who are not familiar with New York that George Washington Bridge is not that far upriver.
No.
As they say. It's,
relatively speaking.
It's, toward, it's the end of Manhattan, if you look at a map.
Yes, yes.
But, you know, the tidal aspects of the Hudson will go all the way up to Troy, depending on the rainfall and tidal influences.
Correct. You mean you're talking about the ocean. The ocean.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's also not a river. The Hudson is an estuary.
I did not know that.
Yes, it is. And we've got 31 seconds.
to say goodbye.
To talk about the efficacy of an estuary, which is stay tuned.
Stay tuned until Carl Sabatino, Rollin Smith. This is Smith Sabatino. Until
next time.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-533-3091, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free. And get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-533-3091. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-533-3091. That's 800-533-3091.